Do you think that they worry about the sensitivity of you actors and the way that you're, you know, you might start to cry or
but
you
isn't
may...
it worse? Isn't it worse to be lied to and you know and created a false sense of I got this, I have this, they like me.
Well, my best friend, Janice Greeley, when she was 15, she came to the door. The boy came to take her out, and she was wearing a cape with a Peter Pan collar that went up to about here. Mm-hmm. It was mint green.
Oh, lovely.
And he said to her something along the lines of, when should I get you back to your coffin?
Oh, wow.
And she wept, and I said, what an animal.
Yeah, well,
to say, because, and I said, but I don't get it. She said, don't you understand? I was a Bride of Dracula. I said, was it a Halloween party?
Yeah.
She said, no, I thought it looked good. And she I said, well, what time of year? She said, it was June. So it had nothing to do with Dracula.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I said, well, why on earth would you wear a Peter Pan collar? And she said, you too, Bobby? Almost et tu, Brute.
Well, you know what?
And slammed the door in my face, broke my nose.
Well, look, if you can't...
That's what honesty gets you, though, Paul.
But you know what? If she can't walk the walk of fashion, everyone knows that fashion's a very, very divisive subject.
It really is.
And, you know, if you're going to wear that collar, you got to take the comments that come with it. I mean, I've seen people from Kanye West, everything going on at Fashion Week this week. There's some outlandish styles there.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Lord.
But can't we just be honest and say it doesn't work?
It's not working.
It's
I'd love
working.
To say to Jay-Z, I understand what you said about the gold chains.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah,
not
for me.
You're thousands of years removed from Africa, and I don't care how much gold is over there.
Sure, but you know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know if they're...
Jay-Z said that, we wear gold because our people are originally from Africa, and there's a lot of gold mines there, and what are you saying?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, sure.
Just to show you that I know who you're talking about.
Of course,
that's why I brought up Jay-Z. I realize it's a bad example.
Well, no, I mean, of course.
I love
you're
walking the walk of fashion. I love that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, people in fashion or people that have bold ways of looking at things. Like, do you think, like, if Tesla or Albert Einstein asked for opinions, that they would still do the creation?
I want to know who Tesla is. Everyone's saying, oh, Tesla. And I'm like, what am I missing?
Yeah, some guy.
Steve doesn't know either.
Well, you know, Tesla.
Where have I been?
You know, I feel like Tesla probably doesn't get his due. I feel like he was very big in the world of electricity, but it seems like, and this is a very unstudied analysis, but then Alexander Graham Bell came forward and kind of took his steam, if you will.
Oh, Graham Bell, who's the man who made the what?
The phone. The phone. Oh, I guess not. I'm sorry. Edison, not Graham Bell. Edison.
Thomas Edison made
No, Graham Bell made the phone. Edison kind of took...
They gave Edison the credit of the Tesla.
Yes, because I think Tesla was doing like water-based electricity. There's, I think, an element of that. And again, an unstudied analysis of the benefits of Tesla. But and I believe that Edison had a cheaper, easier version of electricity.
Isn't that interesting?
But now, as we move on, people look back and they say, Tesla had something. And now they named the car after it and everyone wants that car.
So I think that what you're saying there is that honesty is the best policy regardless.
Regardless, because if you actually are committed to what you're doing, you'll continue to do it. Because, you know, think of the icons of fashion. They didn't listen to anyone when they said that you look like you're in a Halloween costume and it's January.
Well, that was Janice.
Well, that was Janice. But I'm just saying, but even any, like, think of the greats, all the greats.
I love banana yellow. I love vinyl.
Sure.
I have a banana yellow. What? See, why are you? See, she's laughing. This is
wrong. Well, I think because you've painted a picture.
Can we just stop the tape?
No, don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say. Okay, what? This tape stuff. You laughed at. This is for
okay.
You laughed at. Paul, Mr. Shear is. He's from Hollywood. Okay.
All right.
He's from Hollywood.
Don't make it about me.
And he said that when I said banana yellow, you went. And
Bobby, it's okay.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, I feel like,
you can start the tape again.
You can start the tape,
let,
but I just
let me count it down. 2, 1, 3. I don't know how they do it.
Well, I just feel
blast
like...
Blast off. Okay. Go.
Are we not supposed to talk about the banana yellow now? Because I feel like... I did want to say...
You just said that.
What?
You...
I'm sorry, should we stop
say
it?
Say the... No, okay. Say what you want to say.
I was going to say, I think
let's
the reason
stop the tape first, and I'll go...
Okay.
3, 1... How do you count it down? 2, 1, 3?
Well, it's 3, 2, and then you don't say 1.
Oh, 3, 2...
Burp.
Shut
no,
up, Steve.
Yeah.
3, 2... Go.
And we're back.
Hi, and so and they told me to make it sound natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, banana yellow.
Well, I think that image you just created wearing a vinyl yellow suit almost seems like you are a giant banana of some kind. You know, you are...
Well, that's...
You know, I mean...
That hurts. And yet it... I'm proud of it because it was coming from Paul Scheer.
And, well, I'm saying it. I'm not saying I don't. I'm not saying that you can't look good as you can't. You can look great as a banana. I mean, look, Mr. Peanut looks very distinguished in his costume, and he's a giant peanut. You know,
you always said peanuts.
No.
Can we use that?
No,
we can use it. Yeah.
I said peanut.
You said peanut.
Peanut.
Don't stop the tape on peanut. Yeah. Oh, she did. See, Steve, she's rolling back.
Think of the Fruit of the Loom guys. Those guys were very much at the height of pop culture in the 80s, and they were dressed like fruit.
They were dressed as fruit.
What happened
to Fruit of the Loom? Fruit of the Loom, Steve, do you...
I demand that Bobby buys Fruit of the Loom for me.
I get the briefs for the boys and for Steve. Sure. We get the boxers, although Calvin Klein now is everywhere, and I don't know. Fruit of the Loom, I think, divested their... And they, I think they're now a company that is in all of the high tech, you know.
Oh, they just gave it out like kind
of
like
transistors and.
Oh wow! So like kind of like the way that Mac or Apple bought Pixar, they kind of just merged.
Yeah, I think the Fruit of the Loom has got a piece of that too.
Oh wow! So maybe they're behind the eye of the Apple Watch or animation. Oh, okay.
I think it's just a big animated. They went from being an underwear company to.
I would love to see those characters in some sort of a movie.
Wouldn't that be fun?
They seem like a lot of fun because they were popping up. I think that the movie might be not well received because they were often popping up around people in their underwear.
Do you know who is fun?
Who?
What was it, Steve?
Manny Moe and Jack.
Well, not Manny Moe and Jack.
The Pep Boys.
Pop, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, yes, the Rice Krispies.
Did you love them?
I did. I did indeed. I like a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, I love those.
You know.
What would Paul Scheer do now? You are doing so many things. So we're talking about honesty.
Yes.
What if someone came in with an idea?
Sure.
And it was like, Mr. Scheer, I have an idea for a show that I'd like you to be on. And you instinctively went,
Right, you wanted to not be.
And you didn't want to be rude. And the person, you saw them just sort of slump, and you knew that they'd leave, and you knew that there was carbon monoxide somewhere out there waiting for them. I'm sorry.
You think that people are going to go and call it a day?
The disapproval of this one here.
Well, I mean, you definitely painted a very dark picture, I mean, of someone, you know, getting a rejection and then killing themselves. I mean, that is something that I don't want that. Yeah, you don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, it is probably the least painful way to die. So, I mean, if you were to do it, it's probably the... I mean,
rather than
I think
seeing,
if we all were around here, I think we could all agree that carbon monoxide...
Better that than seeing the
than any
the
other
end result
way,
of
really.
The show well, being dropped.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Mm.
I have an opinion. You have an opinion. We all have opinions. So just because, again, my opinion is not... I'm not on the same page with you. You don't want to work with me because we don't see eye to eye.
That's really what it's all about.
And you find that person who does get you, and then you go off and do your thing.
So what are you interested in doing right now? Would you do an animated show about Mr. Peanut?
I wouldn't do an animated show about Mr. Peanut because I don't know if he has legs. I mean, I know he does technically have legs.
True, but you mean legs
to sustain to a run, show. What is that character? He seems a little too elitist to me, and I feel
he's
like
got legs and a top hat. But does he have the talent?
Mm. Yeah, can he actually drive us? You know, I mean, is he going to be the next Homer Simpson? I don't know.
What do you think American television right now? Here's my question, because I was talking about this with some people today at our Homeowners Association meeting. We were studying our new architectural guidelines, but naturally it devolved into discussing.
Are there any big new plans?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh yes.
And
very violent.
Very, very violent, but so will our architectural plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was going to violently transform the front of Western Estates.
And what is it? What, can you give us a little?
Well, right now we have a Spanish mission look.
Okay,
very Californian.
Beautiful, yeah.
But I love the idea of the House of the Seven Gables. You know, a gabled,
a
haunted California.
Wow.
You know.
So it would
like
look
a haunted surfer.
So it would look like...
I don't know. I'm still...
Would it look more like... Would there be cobwebs and like ghost elements
to it? It
would
be like dead... Like a dead... Like some... Like a washed up surfer look. But not dead. Okay. No, I don't like that.
Like a beach shack.
I want beat right there. You said beach or beach?
Yeah, beach.
I'd like beatnik. That's what I want, beatnik.
Okay. So very much like a Jack Kerouac kind of vibe.
A Jack Kerouac who grew up with blonde hair in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
And is 50 pounds lighter.
Kind of like that that store in the mall that's kind of like an ocean-y store. They have a storefront. It looks like you're walking into a shack.
A lot of drift. Yeah, there you are. A shack. I want the whole place to look as if it was constructed by beachcombers out of the wreckage of a ship. Now, I know that sounds...
Very Vegas.
Very Vegas-y. But I like the feel. We're nowhere near the ocean. We're in the valley. And
right,
it was
yeah.
like 8 million degrees this week.
Yeah, it was very hot.
So how do we give people the idea that they're actually standing on a beach shore or some, I don't know.
This is a good idea. I think what you can do.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm
depressed
please,
now.
Please, no,
I'm
do not.
Depressed.
You have to stand behind these ideas because are visionary and you have to support
ideas. Thank you, Paul, for seeing that.
Now, look, you can get sand very cheaply. Maybe go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot. I don't know if they're sponsors. I don't want to alienate
But then what about the comments, the inevitable comments? You know, what did you do? Oh, God.
Let me tell you something.
When it smells like a whorehouse, but it can't possibly. No, it isn't. You know, that kind of thing.
When the Walt Disney Concert Hall was built, you know, and people looked at Frank Lloyd Wright and they said, this is not going to look good. This is going to be too weird.
Mm.
He went forward. He did it. And now it's one of the landmarks of Los Angeles. You know, you have to just commit to a bold statement that doesn't belong downtown. That concert hall does not belong there, but it's beautiful.
You must lift up everyone that you're around.
You know, I'm just trying because.
Have you ever fired someone? Because I bet you being fired by Paul Scheer would be great. And I don't mean great, but.
Thank you for saying that. I think I have fired people. Yeah,
you have.
I have fired people.
Were they laughing as they left?
You know,
I would probably go.
You try to protect everybody and make sure that they leave not angry and you're honest and.
Have you ever fired someone for something other than? For instance, I had to let go one of our security people because he wore something. I thought it was out of. He wore one of those Ramar of the Jungle helmets, and he was a security guy. And he had on knee socks. He looked like one of those Bermuda police officers.
Okay, so he was like, all right. So, but now,
And he put the shoe polish on, and he was doing that. And I said,
well,
"What are you
very
doing?"
Offensive.
Well, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very fireable offense.
He said, "Right, Mom," like that. And I said, "What's happened to you?"
Yeah.
And guess what?
What
he was taking at that time, he was taking Effexor. He'd been off it for about a week.
Okay, all right. Well,
is that interesting?
It is very interesting because that seems like maybe you should have seen him through some of the recovery process there because. You know,
I should have. I made a judgment call.
You did.
We called the ambulance and we said, you know what, 72 hours, and I think it was a lot more than that.
Maybe we do a thing. Maybe I can help you with a thing. We do a three strike rule. You know, Bobby's three strike rule. Third strike, you're out.
Mm.
But you got two passes. So the first day comes in blackface, dressed like a Bermuda police officer, speaking in a British accent,
giving the whole British thing. Right?
You get him. You say, hey, strike one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you to a hospital. Let's figure what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
See what the recovery process is like.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring them back. And then we'll see.
You're much more understanding than
I do. I think you got to give everybody a chance. I mean, we've all made mistakes, you know, right? Have you ever made a mistake?
Steve?
Oh?
You know, I'll go into my day planner and look and see.
That's nice to keep track of it.
Absolutely, but I'm sure I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I think we must have.
Look, I think we are all human, you know. So the way you're saying it doesn't feel like you...
I think I must have.
Okay, well...
I'm looking over here at the young lady. But you haven't known me that long.
Yeah.
All right, so you've made a mistake, and then the second mistake, if he shows up again...
Yeah. Then the second mistake, he goes strike two.
Right. And then, there's a smell coming from the trunk of his car. I'm joking.
Well, I mean, but if that is true, you have to... You know, I think also you have to use your intuition. If this person is a murderer... Strikes go out the window.
Right.
We go right to strike three.
Right. That's a little extreme.
But, you know, hey, look, you never know. You read all these stories in the paper, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Do you know people who have been on medicine and then went off their medicine, and then they, oh, Lord, but they're perfectly wonderful people? We did. Steve and I did.
Oh, yes.
Steve's
I know
sister.
People, yes. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a very Charlie Sheen kind of a moment. Like, we saw that.
Do you think that's what happened to him? Charlie
I feel
Sheen.
Like he probably was on some sort of medication that kept him even out, and then he switched over and became this very high highs and low lows.
Yeah, and then he went and he did a whole tour.
Did a tour that was not well received.
Very not well received.
Yeah, and then did a sitcom, which is Anger Management, which seems to be still on the air.
It is on the air,
and
it's a good title.
Yeah, it's a great title. He fires people right and left off that show.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still on the medicine. But I think that... It's very mental illness is terrible, but I don't know who is and who is. Some people think I'm crazy.
Well, you know what? Look, everyone's going to have an opinion.
Uh-huh.
You know, and but you know, if you know that someone's in trouble, you want to give them help and you want to support them.
The craziest thing that you do or have done in your life? What makes people frightened of Paul Scheer?
What makes them frightened?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
I mean, because it would have to be something that I do so regularly or on such a public level that people in general would be frightening.
Well, let's you haven't walked into a network executive's office, jumped on the table, and urinated. I'm going to go ahead and say that you haven't done that.
No, but that came so easily to you to say that. Have you done anything like that?
I just think it would be fun to do if I were a Paul Scheer.
You know what I did do?
What did you do?
Well, I was a part of a bawling of a phone.
Bawling?
A bawling, where we had an executive that was a pretty bad executive, and he was a pretty nasty guy, and constantly a thorn in our side, and we snuck into his office late night, and we took his phone and the part that he speaks into, and we rubbed it in up against our balls.
Oh, that's called bawling the phone. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know about that, Steve?
Well, I'd rather not.
Oh, really?
Steve, have you done it?
Well, on my...
On your what, honey?
On my ASS.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he did it. He did a
what's
a butting.
That called?
He did a butting.
That's a butt. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
With the pants down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Steve. Who did you do that to?
Bill Cuthbertson. You don't know who he is. Yeah. He's a guy that he's a supplier for my landscape company.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He delivered some blocks, some mason block that we hadn't ordered. And he said, well, you know, if you didn't order it, but you got it. And that kind of made me mad. So I drove, his office is down in Dana Point.
Okay,
so we drove overnight to get there and snuck in and put the phone. I basically drove around for a day with his phone in my pants.
That's great. Look, you know, and doesn't that make you feel good? You know that he's going to be on that phone.
Absolutely.
With your stuff and his stuff.
I feel validated now talking to you about it.
No, it feels great. Yes. Oh. Well, look, I mean, look, that's a subtle revenge tactic that no one will ever know, and you feel better. You can look at that person and always go, well, you talked into my butt juice. You talked into my ball juice all the time.
And that's what's going to happen.
And that's going to happen.
My brother did something once, and I said, oh, my God. And he said, well, look, honey, I had to do it. I said, what? Well, he was roommates with some guys, and one of the roommates was a terrible, arrogant or, you know, he ordered all the other guys around.
Okay, sure.
And he said, I'm going out on a date tonight. And I want this place picked up before I bring this girl back here. And the other guys are watching TV.
Yeah.
My brother's name is Daryl, and he's at Terminal Island right now.
Okay.
But.
What is that?
Well, Terminal that's a prison, a men's prison.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Long Beach. Yeah. But he took the rap for someone else.
Oh, really?
So he did.
It runs in the family, because you also took the rap for your brothers.
I did. So I that's did. A Isn't very, that that's interesting? That almost makes me want to cry.
Well, you have a very good family. They taught you to protect your family. That's a very big trait.
Sweet people. Well, my brother Daryl did this thing, and I duplicated it when I was in college. But what he did was this guy was being arrogant and pushing everybody around. So he heard him drawing a bath, and he was not in the bathroom. This roommate was not in the bathroom. So Daryl went in and had been drinking beer all afternoon because they'd been watching the golf, and urinated into the tub, left, sat back down on the couch, and heard the man get in the tub just
washing in his own urine. And you know what? It's a revenge. Yes, it's bad, but it's kind of great too.
In a way, it is, as they say, the chicken's coming home to roost.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what the bartenders do sometimes if you are if you're bad to them. They'll take a Visine, right, and they put it into your drink, and then that makes you very loose, your stool very loose. It kind of gives you like a lactate.
Is that, oh my Lord, I didn't know that they did things like that. I knew that our friend, what did our friend Clara do?
Oh, she took a sandwich.
Yeah, if she didn't get the tips, you know, she'd rub the sandwich in the dirt outside.
Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. Mm. And I'm always do a show.
Were you ever a server, a waiter?
I was never a waiter. Mm. But I do a show, and I don't want to bring up this because I know it would be upsetting to you, called Facebook. And Facebook, it's a show I do at the UCB Theater.
Oh, I love the idea. I saw it here on your bio.
Yeah, and we take people from the audience, we pull them up, and we look at their Facebook profile, and then we improvise scenes based on that. We've gotten a lot of servers, a lot of people who are servers, and we always ask, what is the worst thing that you've done
to
the food? And I will say that 99% of people have not done anything bad to the food. So that's a good thing to learn.
Doesn't that give you a good feeling about people?
Yeah, it's a really nice thing. 1%, it's pretty vague. It's pretty disgusting.
Don't you think it's sort of sadistic and weird to do something to someone's food?
I think if it's undeserved, like obviously with Steve and the stuff getting delivered that he didn't order, that's more deserved. The peeing, and I don't know the situation surrounding the bathtub peeing, if that was just a fun prank or if that was a retaliation. But I feel like, you know, when it's just deserved, then it's worth it. But you just want to go around doing that. You don't want to go around peeing in everyone's bathtub, because what did I do to you to pee in your bathtub?
Exactly.
Nothing.
That's almost like a marvelous coda, if you will. Yeah. You don't want to don't pee in my bathtub and tell me it's raining or whatever.
Don't pee in my bathtub unless I gave you a reason to.
Unless you gave me a reason to.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't roll off your tongue, but
it's nothing that Andrew Jackson. You know,
where, yeah, like. Yeah.
I'll bet you of all the presidents, though, there's a president that probably I don't know anything about Andrew Jackson, so
probably
peed in the bathtub.
Well, I think a few presidents. I think Harry S. Truman took a lot of baths.
So probably,
yeah, I think he would probably relate to that. Yeah,
sad in that.
And you would probably imagine somebody, you know, maybe he pissed off the Secretary of State or somebody like that. They may have done.
Wouldn't it be interesting if, for instance, if John Foster Dulles walked in and said, "Mr. President, how are you? I'll be with you in a minute. You sit down there," and he leaves, and John Foster Dulles pees into
Who's
Harry.
Who's John Foster Dulles?
I don't know. I know that he was a man.
Okay.
You know, like any man.
Sure, of course.
But he was a man, and
I did work for Harry Truman.
For Harry Truman. Okay, yeah, that's right. He worked for Harry Truman. But I don't know what he did.
Okay, sure.
But we're talking with Paul Scheer, and a lot of things we've covered, urinating in bathtubs. I know that sounds strange.
No,
but it is a valid topic, I think.
It's a revenge that is appropriate and acceptable.
Walking the walk of fashion. One thing I wanted to follow up with you on. You asked me, I was telling you about the banana yellow pants, the vinyls, and I wear yellow heels.
Yeah.
I just love a splash of banana yellow wherever I go.
Okay, of course.
I like to have yellow.
I like that.
Yes.
Banana yellow.
Neon yellow if I can get it.
Okay,
sure. Yellow, for instance, Jell-O, which would be a banana Jell-O.
Well, I didn't even know they had a banana Jell-O.
Yeah, and yellow to me says the day has begun. And
I like it because it's like the sun and...
Let's go.
In. Yeah.
I have a yellow Corvette.
Oh, nice.
Which my husband Steve bought for me for my birthday.
Okay, all right.
So what is your favorite color? I know it's a very Hollywood-y fan kind of thing, but this will tell
favorite
me something
color.
About... You haven't thought of that.
No, you know, I don't really know if I have a favorite one. I definitely...
Do you see colors? You're not colorblind.
I'm slightly colorblind. Do you know that?
Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see colors. I see.
But you're not sure what the color is.
Well, I mean, I'm not as bad as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not looking at you like a Frank Capra movie right now. I see colors, but maybe there might be a between like a navy blazer and a black blazer, that might be a little bit harder for me to distinguish.
Well, I think that's hard for a lot of people. Though.
Yeah,
I don't think that
you know.
That's
so that's
thing.
Those are the like that's like gradient is where I
have you ever heard voices or do you see people? Do you
no,
see
I don't know. Colorblind has none of that. No,
that doesn't have that.
It's a slight.
No, it's not the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a slight problem with my eyes. Not
just
it's not major.
Thing.
Yeah, just a visual thing.
Do you have, you know? Do you ever what do you when you walk down the street? I see poor people that talk to no
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
I got scared the other day. I was in the gas station and this man was walking toward me saying and. Another thing, I think, and he walked past me, and I thought, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Steve and I wanted to get him and give him a bath and call the police or whoever and say, put this poor man in a hospital.
Oh, nice.
You know.
And nice that you wanted to give him a bath first.
We did want to do that.
I always feel
but
like
But we
I,
were late, so we didn't.
Yeah, well, you can't. That's a lot. I always say you should just give those people a Bluetooth headset or an old cell phone. Because then when they're walking and talking to themselves...
It looks normal. Yeah.
And that's kind of a nice thing because we have all these old cell phones. New phones are coming out at all the times. And what are we going to do? You can sell them to, Gazelle or something like that, and you'll get not a pittance for it, but you can help out people on the street by giving them a phone and making them look
and
like...
When because I know that... Do you ever feel self-conscious? You're in the car going, and another thing, I think... Blah, 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 and you're looking. And I used to sing to myself in the car, and people would think I was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But now I have my cell phone and I can feel normal.